And I'm going to talk about access today, access into heaven's realm. Now, we were talking about words last week, and I think words are very important. Miss Tiffany kind of hit it real strong during the tithes and offering. Your words are very vital because your words set an atmosphere around you. And it wasn't until I realized as a person and as an individual that I had to change the words that were in my mouth if I was ever going to change the atmosphere around me. So think for a minute about the atmosphere that you currently live in and see if you like it or you don't like it, whether you want it changed or you don't want it changed. If you do want it changed and you're going from glory to glory, the way you change the atmosphere around you is your words. And you cannot speak what is not in your heart. Say, my heart. See, you cannot say what's not in your heart or in your spirit. And in order for you to get heaven into your spirit so you can speak it out of your mouth and change the atmosphere around you, you've got to get over here and step into heaven's realm for a little while. You've got to see heaven. You've got to experience it. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go over and we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, continuing this message, Heaven on Earth. And this specific sermon title is Heaven's Power Causes You to Speak God's Word. Heaven's Power Causes You to Speak. Now, you're speaking something right now. Everywhere you go, there is a thought process that's going on in your mind. Your spirit, in an emergency situation, automatically overrides your mind, amen, and says whatever is on the inside of you. How do we know that? Well, have you ever listened to the little black box when an airplane has just been destroyed or is fixing to crash into the ground? And the reason you don't hear the recordings of the pilots, because most of it's vulgar, amen? Why? Because it's an emergency situation. And whatever is on the inside of them immediately comes out. Why is that? The spirit overrides the mind. The mind does not, in an emergency, your mind does not have time to react. So your spirit automatically takes over. So whatever you have planted on the inside of you in abundance is what's going to come out. Now see, many people say, well, I watch what I say. I can watch what I say when I'm around the boss. I can watch what I say when I'm around my parents. I can watch what I say when I'm around my friends. Well, yeah, you can to a certain extent, but there'll come a situation in your life where guess what? What's inside's going to come out. Amen? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if your heart is filled with the world, guess what's going to come out of your mouth? Death, gloom, destruction, sickness, disease, and poverty. But if your spirit is filled with heaven and what's happening in heaven, what's going to come out of your mouth? Heaven's realm. And when heaven's realm comes out of your mouth, it sets an atmosphere. The Bible says that every knee bows to the name of Jesus. Amen? Isn't that right? So when you begin to speak Jesus' words out of your mouth, every situation around you has to change. You may say, well, Pastor, I tried that and it didn't change. Well, you didn't try it long enough because it works, let me tell you. Amen? So look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Roger, would you and Robert bring that door and set it right down here? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going over there myself and I've got a little illustration here with this door. Look at verse 13. We'll start right there. Y'all with me this morning? Now, my Bible says, having the same spirit of faith. Now, we're going to see that it takes faith to access heaven. Many people can't get heaven into their spirit because faith is not activated in their life. It takes faith for you to move over in to heaven's realm. It doesn't take any faith at all to get sick. Amen? Come on now, you with me? It don't take any faith at all to stay broke. Amen? It don't take any faith at all to be mad. It don't take any faith at all to argue with somebody. Amen? Come on. It don't take any faith at all to be mad at your spouse. Those are all easy. That's why people do it so much. It's easy. It doesn't take any faith. They just do it. It's easy. Why? Because they're lazy. Their flesh, your flesh is lazy. Matter of fact, I'm sure some of you are going to laze around with some Dr. Pepper and chips in front of the Super Bowl today. Amen? Come on. Your flesh wants to do that. But to access a higher realm, everybody say higher.
Higher.
If you want to go higher in your life and you want to get into a higher level, it's going to take faith. Say faith.
Faith.
It's going to take faith for you to get to a higher level. Let me tell you something. We all started somewhere. I remember when I could rub two dimes together, didn't have a job, and my mouth was my number one problem. Come on. I remember when I went to work 20-something years ago. Actually, I remember 25 years ago making $2.35 an hour. Most of you guys would faint. Now, Roger knows. He's shaking his head. Most of you guys would faint. And I worked hard. Let me tell you something. After 40 hours, that wasn't very much money. About $100 a week. That wasn't very much money. But you know what? I kept pressing on and pressing and getting higher and getting higher. And you know, when that job came up that I didn't know what to do, it took faith to step into that position, not even knowing that I was qualified or not, but just believing on the inside of me that I could do it. Amen. Then that next job came up. Amen. It was just a little bit bigger. And what happened? A faith operated, and I took that next step. Amen. And that's how faith operates. You have got to use faith if you're ever going to access anything good from God. Now, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, by grace through faith you're saved. So let's think about that for a minute. By grace, by the grace, the anointing, and the favor of God, He's forgiven you. Through faith in believing He's forgiven you, you are delivered from your current situation. See, that's what that word salvation means. It means you're currently delivered. Now, some people put that in context for it to be afar off. I know I did in the traditional church. I said, well, by grace, through faith, I'm saved. And when I die, I'm going to heaven. Well, I'm never going to die. Come on now. I'm going to live forever. I just made a choice that day to make my life in eternity in heaven instead of hell. Because you're going to live forever. You're either going to live in heaven or you're going to live in hell. You're either living in heaven right now or you're living in hell right now. Eternity you are in right now. Say right now.
Right now.
You're in eternity right now. You are not going to stop to exist. Your body is going to stop existing. Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. Unless you see Jesus and then you're going to come up in glory with Him. Amen. Your body's going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But you're not going to stop to exist. Your body is. See, your body is like a car. It needs some work every once in a while. And it ages. Amen? But to access into that eternal heaven, it takes faith. Just like you got saved. What did you say? You said, I want to live forever. Isn't that what you said when you got saved? I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to live forever. Well, that doesn't mean the day your body stops existing that you're going to heaven. No, you can have heaven on earth right now. Now see, the church is just now getting this teaching because we have been dumbed down for years and years with traditional teaching, putting off what we can have today 40 and 30 years. And it was a deception of the devil. The devil wants you to put off your salvation to another time. Come on. Why? So he can get you sick. He can keep you broke. He can make you mad. He can make you hate people. He can take romance out of your life. And then you think, well, I'm going to be romantic in heaven. Give me a clue. I mean, come on. If you can't get romantic with your wife right now, what makes you think you're going to do it in heaven? If you can't handle your checkbook right now, how do you think you're going to handle it in heaven? Come on. Well, you've got to access heaven's realm to know how to do that. Look what the Bible says here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and look at verse 13. We have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed. I believed what? I believed what I saw in heaven's realm. I believed that and therefore, look at what the scripture says. Therefore I have spoken And we also believe and therefore speak. See, you're speaking what you believe, regardless of whether you believe that or not. Let me just tell you something. You're believing something right now. I mean, right now, this very moment, you might be believing that pastor is getting off on some message that I don't want to hear. You might be believing that you're going to be watching the game this afternoon. You might be believing that, you know, I can't pay my bills. You believe in something right now. You either believe in what's in heaven, or you believe in what exists here in the earth, or what exists in hell. So you're believing something. And whatever you're believing, you're speaking. Because what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. In your heart comes out of your mouth. People have said to me time and time, I just can't get over this situation. You're telling me by the words of your mouth that you think you can't get over the situation. You're compounding and pounding and pounding that into your spirit. And your spirit just keeps saying it and saying it and saying it. And the devil's over here going, I got that one going. Now I'm going to go to the next one. Amen? Because that's all you're concentrating on. But if you'll stick your head into heaven's realm, you'll get over there into the realm and look in heaven and see how heaven operates, get that glory off on you, and then get back over here in the world and start speaking what you saw over there in heaven, then you'll change the atmosphere around you and it'll start looking like heaven. It won't happen overnight. It's going to take some time, amen, but you didn't get in the situation you're in right now overnight, amen? You didn't do that. Well, how do we access heaven? Well, you see that door right there? Every one of you go through doors every day, don't you? Come on. Now, for me to access your house, think about this for a minute. Pastor Duane, I'm coming to your house. Immediately, some of you are thinking, no, not today. My house isn't clean. But I'm coming to your house. When I go up to your house and I knock on that door right there, that door is the key for me to access your residence. Amen? So in order for me to enter into your house or your realm of influence, I have got to enter in through something. And that is an action word right there. Enter. It's action. It's caused by faith. Let me just say it in these realms. When you get paid on Friday, how many got paid Friday? Come on now. Well, better go check the tithes and offerings. We need to take another tithes and offerings. No one got paid, amen. Did anybody get paid on Friday? How about last Friday? Did you get paid last Friday? Okay. When you got that check, and you got that check and you went down to the bank, when you entered into the bank, you was believing something, wasn't you? Come on now, talk to me. You was believing something, wasn't you? What were you believing? You were believing that that cash was fixing to get in your pocket. See, you had a piece of paper. You had like a title deed. That's what that check was. See, it wasn't even green. Didn't have no president's names on it. But you believed that that piece of paper, you had faith in your company that they were going to honor that piece of paper when you took it to the bank. Isn't that right? So you were believing something. You had faith. And your access to receive the cash, you had to enter in through something, didn't you? The bank lobby. It took faith for you to drive to the bank. You were expecting, weren't you? Come on, talk to me. You were expecting to receive. Same way with heaven's realm. If you want to receive what's in heaven and bring it into your life, it's going to take faith for you to access that. Now, going over to Romans chapter 5. Go to Romans chapter 5. Look at verse 1. Romans chapter 5 and look at verse 1. Romans chapter 5 and look at verse 1. Therefore, being justified, say justified, by faith. See, you're justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. Your access into heaven's realm is through faith. To receive anything from heaven, to bring heaven into the earth, it's going to take faith in your life. Everybody say faith. That's an action word. Remember what faith is? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is that power, heaven's power, that's on the inside of you that expects. it automatically knows that what I see is done. It's evidence. That power, when it causes you to walk through something, watch this. That faith that causes you to walk through something in your life, you automatically know I'm going to the other side. What causes you to go to the other side? Faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So whatever you're hearing on a regular basis is building faith in your life. If you're hearing you're broke and you're sick and you're going to die and your marriage is falling apart and your husband doesn't love you and you're hearing that and you're hearing that and you're hearing, you got faith in that your husband doesn't love you. Because faith comes by hearing. And what are you doing? You're accessing hell. Because that's what's going on in hell. Everybody down there is getting divorced. Come on. Everybody down there is sick. They're crying out because they're broke. Why? They can't even buy water. They're dying of thirst down there. They're full of lack. They got faith in that realm. We're supposed to have faith in heaven's realm. And for us to even get into heaven's realm, we got to access it. There's a door there. So look at what it says here. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. See, we're looking for the glory, aren't we? Don't you want glory in your life? Don't you want to walk into the bank and the glory of God's on you? And they automatically just give you money? Come on now. Come on. How about your boss? You walk in on Monday morning, the glory of God's on you, and he don't know why, but he's going to promote you because all promotion comes from God. Amen. He's going to give you a raise. I remember one day I walked into work, and man, I was excited. I mean, I can't say it was God's anointing because I wasn't saved, but I think it was the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit's on unsaved people. How do you think they got saved? Come on now. He deals with people. And sometimes the Bible says He reigns on the just and the unjust. Isn't that right? So the Holy Spirit can bless and have favor on anybody that the Father chooses to have favor on. Amen. Not just Christians. Now we have a covenant with God. Amen. And God requires more of us because we do have a covenant. But let me just tell you, He's a good God. He'll bless people. If He knows that the heart's right in that person, whether they're saved or not, amen, He'll put His favor on them. Amen. He's done it time and time again. Well, His favor came on me one morning, and I just felt good. Say, feel good. I mean, come on. You ever just been in a place, you feeling good? I mean, everything's going your way. And I mean, you just, you're in the office, and just everything's going good. You're making money, and the company's making money. Everything's going good. I mean, it's a good, it's you're high on God. Now, I didn't know it back then, because I'd been high on a lot of different stuff. Amen. But I sensed something that day different about me. And my boss called me and said, hey, I'm going to give you a raise. I didn't even ask for it. There was something happening, God's favor, because God had a plan for my life. And He knew I got to promote this guy if he's ever going to get to where I need him. What happened? Heaven showed up in that office that day. And I had to say yes and walk through the door of my boss's office and said, yes, I'll receive it. Now, see, if I'd have been late three times that week, amen, and the building I designed the month before fell down because it wasn't designed right, and it cost us $200,000. Come on now. Or I broke the computer system, or I screamed at the receptionist, amen, because she wouldn't give me her phone number, or whatever it may be. Come on. That doesn't cause any favor. But I had faith built up on the inside of me because I'd done everything necessary to get that promotion. So when he said, come in here, what I do? The faith on the inside of me. Now, in my mind, my thinking was, well, I wonder what's going on here. We're not downsizing, are we? He's not mad at me. Come on, how many of you, these are true things you think? The devil sends a bunch of junk to you. He's not mad at me. Well, I was late last week. I wonder if somebody told him. Well, I overspent on my American Express card. I wonder if he's wanting to talk to me about that. No. I'd done everything right, and the faith that was on the inside of me caused me to walk right into the door, right into heaven's realm, and the anointing hit. I mean, it hit in the room because the guy gave me a sizable raise. I think I was making $8 an hour, and it almost doubled. That was 20 years ago. I was happy. Say happy. Are y'all happy this morning? Huh? Come on, y'all looking like mully grubs to me. I was happy that day and I'm happy right now. I was happy, happy, happy. Happy day, happy day. Amen? Well, it takes faith to access that realm. Go over and look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And look at verse 9. Ephesians 3 and look at verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God. Now what's he talking about? He's talking about bringing heaven's realm into the earth. That's the mystery that was hidden with God. See, in the Old Testament, it was a type and shadow. Remember, the glory cloud would come and it would sit, and they followed the pillar of fire, and he fed them with quail. He did all these types and shadows, amen, of heaven. Amen? Come on, you with me? Well, here, that mystery, what's the mystery? What is that hope of glory? Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Heaven himself on the inside of you coming out conquering this world. Amen? He says, and to make all men see, what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places it might be known by the church. Underline that in your Bible. Not by Pastor Dwayne. I mean, I just come alive this morning in my office when I saw church. My job is to share the gospel. It's the church's job to show them heaven. Amen? Come on. If Conway's ever going to see heaven, you got to show it to him. I'm only one person. But you can go out there and show them a realm that they can live in that will change their life forever. And that's why all people follow Jesus. That's why everybody was following Jesus. And they'll follow you too, right down to the church house, if heaven's operating in your life. And heaven is accessed by faith. Look at what's said here. Who was created all things to the intent that now under principalities and powers in heavenly places it might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. What's the manifold wisdom of God? Heaven should come into the earth. Remember Jesus, the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the manifold wisdom of God. He wants heaven in the earth to change your situation. Look at verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that was an eternal plan that he purposed to send Jesus to show us heaven. To show us what we're supposed to have and what we had before sin came into the humankind. Amen? Come on. Look at verse 12. In whom we have boldness. Who's in whom? In Jesus we have boldness. Say boldness. You say, oh, Pastor, I'm not bold at all. You better get the glory on you then. If you're going to take back what the devil stole in your life, you better get some boldness on you. You better get the anointing in your life, and you better start looking from glory to glory. Start looking into heaven, because heaven's where you're going to live, and you can bring it into your situation right now. You can take back what the devil stole. Every time I think about what the devil stole from me, I get bold. The Holy Ghost comes upon me. And I began to proclaim what's in heaven out of my mouth. And he runs like a little scared chihuahua. Well, sure he does. Why? Because it ain't my words, it's Jesus' words. And the words of God will conquer all. Not your words. Jesus, the hope of glory, Jesus in you. Look at this. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access. Everybody say access. See, to access this, it takes faith. Now, most people don't operate in faith because it scares them. They don't like to change. See, people don't like change. Come on now, you with me? People don't like to change. They like it just the way it is. Don't say that to me, Pat. Matter of fact, Pastor, don't even preach that message because you're starting to convict me, telling me I got to change and I got to bring heaven into the earth. What else are you going to do? Come on now. You going to join the mully grubs out there? No, we're Christians. Christ-like. Christ in us. The hope of glory. Amen? We're supposed to be changing our situations and helping other people change their situations. Showing them this is heaven. I don't care if it's just showing them how to pray. Or showing them how to lay hands on their little baby that's sick. And just lay hands on them. Anoint that baby with oil. And believe the prayer of faith. And just teach them that because that's what's going on in heaven. Come on now. Or just tell them if you'll just plant this seed, you're going to have a harvest. I mean, somebody sat me down and said, if you'll just believe by faith that this works, your head ain't got to figure it out. See, that's where most of our trouble's at right up here. We try and figure it out. When am I going to get this return? That ain't up to you. It's up to God. The only thing that's up to you is giving. Amen? The increase is up to God. Amen? It says here, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith. Now go over to Galatians chapter 2. A few pages there to the left. Galatians chapter 2. Boy, I don't know about you, but I'm happy. I like this. I live for this. The Word of God on the inside of me destroys all the works of the devil. You know, Jesus said, I've been manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And I'm strong when the Lord's on the inside of me and the anointing of God is upon me. And nothing can stop me. Amen? Come on. Nothing can stop you either. When you begin to hang out there in heaven's realm, nothing can stop you. There's nothing you can't achieve. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing you can't overcome. Because it's not you doing the overcoming, it's God. Many people say, I'm not qualified. Well, come on, you think Paul was qualified? Do you think some of these people in the Bible were qualified? Of course not. They just believed. I mean, Paul was a hated one. He stood by and he murdered the first Christian. He had to leave for 17 years. He was in the backside of the desert over there because they wanted to kill that guy. But he got faith because he looked in heaven. He said, I went to the third realm of heaven and I saw what's going on in heaven. And he began to proclaim that everywhere. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Boy, that's a stumbling block for most people. Even pastors sometimes. I mean, I'll say, I can't do this. I don't want to do it. And the Holy Spirit will always remind me of that scripture. It's not you that's living. It's not about you, Pastor Dwayne. It's about Christ living through you. Look at what Paul said. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He lives by faith. Why is that? You can't access heaven without faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We know by faith that the worlds that you live in right now were framed by the Word of God. Everything you see, everything in your life right now was framed by your words. That's how important your words are. Heaven's power causes you to speak. So if you want heaven's atmosphere, you got to speak heaven's words in that situation. It ain't easy because your head wants to go south. Everybody say south. I mean, it does. It wants to go south. It wants to say, hey, this won't work. And if you keep listening, it won't work. I can't and I won't and I never will. It won't work. I can't and I won't and I never will. You're going to build faith in that message. And every time somebody says, go out there and go to the other side and take the city for God, you'll say, I can't, I won't and I never will. I can't, I won't and I never will. And guess what? You don't, you won't, and you never will. Come on now. But the more of God's Word and the more of heaven's realm you build on the inside of you, faith comes by hearing and you begin to proclaim heaven. It's like a big clearinghouse that goes before you and it sets the atmosphere. Hell could be existing. Let me tell you something. Goshen was dark, but the children of Israel lived in the light. There may be darkness right on the next street from you, but not where your dwelling's at. Why is that? Because you set an atmosphere for heaven. There might be darkness three cubicles down from you, but not where you sit. Why? Because heaven resides here. Amen? Look at verse 16. Galatians 2 and verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith, not by works. See, many people get caught up in works. Because, now let me slow down. And I really want you to hear what I'm fixing to say. If you miss this, you've missed the whole thing. Many people get caught up in condemnation. Everybody say condemnation. Because they don't understand faith. When they sin, they get condemned of the devil. So in order to get the condemnation, that guilty feeling, away from them, they work. They try and work it out. They come to the church under false pretenses. And they come in and they try and work off the guilt, shame, and condemnation that's on them. And they get involved in church and they work and they work and they work. And you know what? I got a revelation once that I didn't have to do any work because my Lord did all the work for me. All I got to do is believe. All I got to do is believe that my sins are forgiven forever and ever. And that condemnation and sin and guilt rises off of me and allows the power of heaven, heaven's power, to flow through me. And it allows me to move forward. Guilt, shame, and condemnation, especially condemnation, it'll kill you. It's water in your gas, honey. I mean, it is sugar in the tank. And that engine ain't going to run. And it's not until you understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? This mess, that sin that occurred last week, it needs to get gone. Well, all you got to do is believe by grace through faith. You're saved. Woo! Hallelujah. And you step forward as if it never existed. And boy, that tears up the mind of religious people. As if it never existed. It messes them up bad. Oh, you remember, brother, what you did? You remember what you said? You remember this? No, it's the devil's talking. You got to move through faith and believe it never even existed. Because His blood paid for it. He washed you clean as white as snow. And by faith, you step forward. I don't care what they said at the office. I don't care what they said in your family. I don't care how many times you failed. Get up, honey. Shake it off, brother. And keep going. And keep going by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence. It's the power that brings you through to the next level. Amen. Now go to Hebrews, or go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Look what Jesus said here. John chapter 10. And look at verse 9. I know what I'm talking about this morning. I know it. I know it. It's in me. Nothing can stop me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody can be against me. Nobody can stop the progression of God in the earth. Nobody can stop the anointing. Nobody can stop us, church. Nobody can stop us. Nobody can stand before you and even accuse you. They'll bow at the name of Jesus. They'll bow at His anointing. They'll bow at His presence. Look at what Jesus said here. Look at verse 9. He said, I'm the door. You see, the door is the access. Now let's look at this a little bit differently. Many people use this scripture as, He's the door to salvation. He is. Who is Jesus? He's faith. He's the substance of things hoped for in your life. The life of Jesus is the substance of things hoped for in your life. When He walked, that's the substance of who you should be. And who you desire to be, because on the inside of you, it's there. The desire is there to be like Jesus. Why? Because you're a creation and a son of God and a daughter of the Most High God. And there is something on the inside of you that wants to do right. It wants to. It wants to excel. It wants to get out of the mess. It wants to do what's right. It wants to move forward. It's just this faith thing you got to tackle. Look what He says. I am the door. Look at verse 7. Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm the door of the sheep. I'm the door. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. Why is that? Because faith, it takes faith by grace for you to be delivered. And Jesus brought us faith, the walking and talking Son of God. He showed us it. He demonstrated himself for 3.5 years. That's what God called us to do, is demonstrate Jesus. He said, here, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Look at that. You want deliverance? You want financial deliverance in your life? What's the door? Faith's the door. Faith. Jesus is the door. It takes faith to believe I'm going to operate just like Jesus. And you begin to say the same words that Jesus said. Now see, guilt, shame, and condemnation will hold you back right here. And your mind, if you're reasoning things out in your mind, you'll stand before the door of opportunity in your life. And you'll stare at it for 20 years, thinking, I'm a hoping and a praying. Maybe one of these days, brother, I'm going to have enough education. I'm going to have enough money in the bank. I'm hoping and a praying I'm going to get that car. I'm a hoping and a praying I'm going to get that house. I'm hoping and a praying I'm going to get that guy. I'm hoping and a praying that my marriage is going to work. I'm a hoping and a praying, and all along you're in unbelief. Standing there, and the door is right before you. And all you got to do is say, Jesus bought it. He paid for it, and His blood's been splattered because of it. And you walk through that thing. It hurts. Everybody say hurt. You know who it hurts? Your flesh. It hurts your flesh because your flesh has never done it before. Remember when Peter jumped out of that boat? You remember that? He stood up on the bow of that boat. He saw the Lord. What was the Lord doing? He was walking on water, wasn't he? He was in faith all the way. See, the Lord, He's from heaven. He operates like heaven. Walking on water is no big deal in heaven. Come on, are you listening to me? And Peter saw it, and he said, I'm a hoping and a praying. And he began to look, and he began to hear, and he began to hear, and he began to hear. And all of a sudden, he heard Jesus say, come. And that's all it took for him, brother. He stepped out and began to walk on the water. But what happened? He got out there almost to Jesus, and the waves started bolstering around him. He began to look at the circumstances. I can't, and I won't, and I never will, more than he looked at Jesus. And the door got what? Shut. And he began to sink. Faith wasn't operating in his life. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Woo, I'm having fun. I don't know about you. It's my desire to see Jesus in every one of you. An army marching forward of holy saints, strong in faith, conquering the world, first conquering this city. And they're out there telling me that you can't and you won't and you never will, and that's not heaven, and I don't see it. And I only say what I see in heaven, hallelujah. And we ought to conquer this city for Jesus. We ought to demonstrate to them. Let me tell you, we have people come in that cafe and they say, this is the best food in town. And you know what I say? That's right, because God's the best cook in town, hallelujah. And God worked through my wife just to generate some menu over there. Come on now. He said, well, it's not my type. Well, that's okay. We're believing on what God told us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We're doing something. Hallelujah. Now we got another church coming in here on Wednesday nights hanging out in that cafe. That's an anointing attractor over there. I mean, it's a tool for attracting people. I had somebody say, the net, she walked in with a computer and she set it on the table and flipped it up and said, do you have wireless here? And I said, if you only knew the wireless I got, honey. I mean, I got a wireless connection. She said, you got wireless? I said, no. She said, well, I thought this was the Net Cafe. I said, it is, and we're fishers of men. She looked at me and her eyes got that big. She thought, my Lord, I'm in the house of God. And she knew. What'd she do? She shut her computer and ordered something. Amen. Smiled and liked the food. Said, I'm coming back. Amen. Isn't that good? Why? Demonstrating Jesus. You say, well, it's just a restaurant. Well, hey, we're starting somewhere. Bless God, we're starting. Amen. We're on the way. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. We'll close right there. Look at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He provided this life of faith for us. Look at verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Faith. Everybody say faith. Faith. It takes faith to get into heaven's realm. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession or the confession of our mouth. The confession of our faith. Without wavering, for he that is faithful promised it. Amen. And release heaven's words by faith. Now let me close by saying this. Oral Roberts was the mechanic in the healing ministry 50 years ago. He'll tell you he wasn't no healing evangelist. He was a mechanic working on people. And he used faith as a tool. He directed faith in healing lines. He knew faith and how faith operated. He knew that the Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So as a person would come down to that prayer line, he would ask that person first, "What's wrong with you, honey?" She'd say, "Oh, I just can't believe my legs." First thing you say, "Well, let's start believing." Say, "I believe. I believe my legs healed in Jesus' name. I believe. I believe I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I believe." And he'd work with them for 15 minutes first to get their negativity and unbelief off of them. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And then he would sense by the Holy Ghost, come on now, he would sense the opportunity that faith was present. Boom! All of a sudden he'd lay hands on that woman and she would get healed. Why? Because he used faith and directed faith. When you speak, you've got to direct your faith. You've got to direct it to where you want it to go. You've got to draw an outline in your life and you've got to start directing your faith. You've got to start naming your faith and tell your faith. Over in Luke 17, Jesus said, "If you had faith, you'd say, speak to that sycamine tree, be plucked up from the earth and it's thrown into the sea." You'd say something. And then he went right on and said, "Faith is your servant. Faith is a servant to you." Jesus came and showed you that's heaven's power. You see, there's all kinds of phony counterfeits here. In America, right here in Conway. Alcohol's a counterfeit, folks, let me tell you. It's a counterfeit for the joy of the Lord. It comes only by the Spirit of God. Cocaine is a counterfeit for the might of the Spirit that comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Faith overcomes the world. Drugs are a counterfeit. Why? Because you want to live in heaven's realm, and because you're not, you're trying to take something to get you there. Come on now. When all it takes is a little faith and God's Word, and you can step over into heaven, soak up the glory. I mean, just soak up the glory, then get out of there and come into the earth and let it rub off on everybody you see. Amen. And then finally, it takes faith for you to meet God for the very first time. You see, believing what I said this morning takes faith. And if you don't believe it, you won't receive it. It takes faith in God's Word. I didn't preach some fable and I didn't preach some history book this morning. I preached the infallible Word of God. And it does not change. It cannot fail and it'll last forever. It can change your life forever. All you have to do is believe it and confess it in your mouth. Many people say, "Well, I've never accepted Jesus as Lord over my life." Let me tell you something. It ain't some traditional thing where you got to stand up and say, "Well, yes, I've done this." No, you just got to start today confessing God's Word over and salvation will come. Your salvation will come. It's not some religious prayer that you pray once and it's over with. No, you got to pray it every day. You got to say it every day if you want to be saved and delivered from that world. Amen. If you want to continually live in heaven, you got to keep on confessing God's Word over your life. You can't say something once and expect you're going to be in heaven in 40 years. It don't work. Romans said this, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. That's what it says. And I kept thinking, well, one day I'm going to go somewhere. And then finally I got the realization, I can have it today, heaven on earth. All I got to do is confess it. Every head bowed and every eye closed. And maybe you're here today and you say, "Pastor, I want to start today confessing God's Word over my life."